Well, I'm not going home. I'm gonna get on my boat, and I'm going upriver, and I'm going to kick that son of a bitch bison's ass so hard that the next bison wannabe is gonna feel it. Now, who wants to go home, and who wants to go with me?
Need to remind each and every citizen of Rapture that free enterprise is the foundation upon which our society has been established.
Everywhere you go, everything you do, it's always done for death, pain, and misery.
Our men are running from the battlefield. Shame for this place!
Shoot it. McReady that gate. Get that gate McReady.
Oh, Jack McReady.
Jack McReady!
Hey, guys, guess what?
What?
Why'd you...
Time for the video to Shrek Podcast.
Why'd you... Oh, God, you did it again!
Oh, no!
Yeah.
I wasn't looking at the laptop at all.
Why do we need... to be surprised every time.
I like starting the show this way.
I don't know how to get through this door.
It's so scary.
Stop playing that stupid video game.
Stop playing the game.
Eric is playing Dead Nation Apocalypse Edition. He was not content to rest on the 3 minutes of footage that we got for the website.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. Let me tell you, that 3 minutes, I think, was honestly way longer than I expected you guys to go for this one.
I played it for like an hour the other day.
Yeah, he mentioned that. Just because.
Well, it was free?
It's free, yeah, I guess.
Free?
Top-down shooters, you know.
Hey.
I'm pretty good loves at those games.
Everybody loves them. They need to redo a good one like Berserk. Remember Berserk?
Remember Geometry Wars Retro Evolved? Remember Robotron 2084?
I don't remember Robotron. You mentioned Fantastic. That one in the review. Is it a good game?
You know what? I have that on my Xbox 360.
All right.
After this, let's play Robotron together.
Okay, we can do that.
And get a little footage of it.
That sounds fun. Yeah, we'll do that.
Awesome. Robotron is wicked hard! It's also the originator of that style of game.
Really? Oh, yeah. Wow, cool.
It's, to the best of my knowledge, it's the first one that gave you two joysticks.
It's not Berserk? No.
Pretty sure it's not.
Okay.
Eric, stop playing video games.
Yeah. Okay,
put it down.
Focus, let's
put
it do down. It.
Alright, so we didn't do a podcast last week.
We did not.
She kind of had a scheduling issue. But
we all have better things to do than entertain you all.
Well, that's debatable. The entertain part and the better things to do part.
I think we're pretty entertaining.
I feel like we've overstepped our boundaries already.
That's been an all-new
edition of the Video Destruct Podcast.
At every part, I question every part of your statement, quite frankly.
We haven't even done introductions yet. It's March 18th today.
Yes.
We're recording this. I'm Hoss, the host master.
Hi.
Can we call your desk like Mission Control?
Command Central.
It's Skylander Central.
Skylander Central.
There's a lot of Skylanders over there.
There's a lot of Skylanders.
I imagine if we had a studio, your desk would be covered in Skylanders.
Oh, dude, if we had a studio, I would buy so many Skylanders.
Dude, you guys need to re-record your Skylanders playthrough.
We recorded a first look at Skylanders Swap Force recently. I mean, granted, it's not a relatively new game or anything, but just gotta record it just because I dig that game. I think the Skylanders games are fun.
Right.
And Eric had a weird affinity for it that I didn't see coming.
That game was awesome. I told Hoss the other day when we came over to record some stuff.
Right.
I was like, I was at the store buying a new power cord for my laptop because I had quote unquote lost my original one. And I walked by the electronics section, and sure enough, there was a ton of Skylanders. I was like, man, Hoss, I almost bought you like 10 Skylanders so we can swap them all out and play them.
So you can swap. That's pretty funny.
Make sure you get the Swap Force guys that actually break apart.
Yeah.
They're two different kinds. They're more expensive.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. But then they have the little guys that don't swap, but you can still use them on the Swap Force
game. You still just drop them bad boys on there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I won't put like...
You know, sometimes when I'm playing Skylanders, what I like to do is when I'm playing competitively.
Yeah,
is just start dropping new dudes on there so people know how sick I am at Skylander. Like, look at that guy.
Look at how many he's
got. He's got a Dark Spyro. He's got a Swashbuckler.
The Octoknight. He's the Octoknight.
Dude's got a Chop Chop. He's
sick. Do you have a Stantler or an Oddish?
Those are Pokemon.
Oh damn it! I thought I had it.
It's a Pumbloom.
It's a Pumbloom. But yeah. So I've played quite a few video games since the last time we did this.
Really?
Right on.
I haven't had a ton going on other than work.
Right.
So I've just sort of been hiding inside. It got warm there for a while, so I was outside for a few days, and then it got super cold again, so I just went back inside and said, fuck that.
Yeah.
Time to hob it up again.
This weather's stupid.
Titanfall came out.
Yep, Titanfall came out.
We recorded a first look at that the other day.
Yes, we did.
We also recorded a first 30 with Eric.
First 30 with Eric on that one.
And I did pretty darn good. I'd say I did.
It wasn't the worst.
It wasn't your weakest performance.
Yeah.
Sadly, he did way better today. We recorded another first look and we did a Rise Son of Rome. He was way fucking better at that game.
Well, we can't use that then.
Yeah, I feel like we just need to throw that shit away. Although, we could do a death compilation of just like, he died like 10 times. Well, moving on.
Why can't y'all relish in my accomplishments?
There's a really good scene if you want to do some hard cuts, though, where he's like, I totally get it, man. I'm great at this game. And then dies like 10 seconds after that immediately.
We'll cut that in. Yeah.
Oh, super great.
Well, I'll repeat that like 3 times in a slower motion each time.
I hate both of you.
It's pretty good. But Eric has shown a little bit more of his prowess, I would say, here recently.
Yeah.
So props to him on that. But Titanfall came out.
Yep.
I've been playing quite a bit of that. I'm right around level 20-ish now.
Right.
Which is nearly halfway to the level cap. That game's level 50 is the level cap in there.
Right.
And then from there you can regenerate.
Yeah.
Which is basically prestiging.
Yeah.
From Call of Duty.
So basically you lose all your shit.
Yeah, so yeah.
Well, the cool thing is, though, when you regenerate in this one, they've actually done something pretty awesome. They let you keep all 3 of your burn card spots, which you earn throughout the game.
Yeah.
They also let you keep all your mech types.
Yeah.
All your Titan types.
Right.
So that you don't have to re-earn those by playing the campaign again. So they only make you play through the campaign once.
Right.
Thank God.
Which would be a total of, what, like 6 hours to play for it twice?
Yeah.
But like, any time spent playing that campaign, waste of your fucking time.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. It's like there's literally no story that's put any effort whatsoever into that thing. It's, here's some mission-based, you know, levels, and with like 30 seconds of talking on it.
Well, it's just a radio play happening over a video game.
Yeah.
And then, hey, spoilers here, guys. I don't want to ruin this fucking fantastic story for you.
Yeah.
But it's like, hey, guess what? There's some guy who sacrifices himself. Yeah. You have to watch him getting irradiated. It's like, who gives a shit?
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of people calling crap on that because, like, you don't even know who this guy is.
Fuck no!
And he's like, I remember when you brought me on board 6 months ago. Remember that, Captain? And you're like,
No,
I don't remember this at all.
Remind me.
Like, you know how like Mass Effect like has like really in-depth characters that you get to feel something for, and they have to sacrifice themselves. It means something. It's not how you do it, Titanfall.
Titanfall fucks itself.
Right. Oh, okay.
It does. Real bad.
Yeah.
In that.
Jeez.
Some of the worlds that you go to in that game.
Right.
You see, like, giant brontosaurus race and shit.
Those things are awesome.
Here's the thing. You want to make a better game than Titanfall?
Yeah.
Make a game where one side uses beasts
and
drops them out of the sky,
yeah,
and one team uses robots.
Yeah, yeah,
and
exactly.
And then it's like Left 4 Dead, but with robots and animals.
Yeah. Well, when I was playing it, I was noticing that, like, you were just stalemating a lot of the time. Because you're fighting up against a mech that had the same abilities you did, and you just kept shielding and shooting behind it.
Well, you're looking for the 2-on-1 there, and you're also looking for your pilots that are not in Titans to be laying down suppressive fire on the other Titans.
Yeah.
You know, so while they're doing their shield, which is a rechargeable ability, which isn't unlimited or anything, there's definitely things that you can do. I've actually gotten quite a bit better here in the last few hours that I've been playing it. I mean, on average, I'm killing 3 or 4 Titans per round, which is before I was lucky to kill 1 or 2.
Yeah.
I've gotten a bit better, but I just... I've got some pretty serious issues with that game, and I'll just lay them out